Hello, it's me, SponsorBot. Thanks for letting me talk to you. I love you. Anyway, on with the message. And this ad is me, giving you an extra dose of love! Love! Did you know the best way to spread the love about a podcast you love is to share it with a friend? Make sure they have a podcast app and download it on their device of choice. And then be like, did you listen? I think you'd really like it. And make sure you get to episode 3, because that's where it all really kicks off. And my friend SponsorBot's on it, and it's really nice. Or whatever podcast it is you're sharing. And it costs nothing, and it really helps us out. And it makes me very happy. That's all. Thank you for letting me speak to you. Bye!
We Fix Space Junk by Beth Crane. Episode 7, Unplanned Parenthood.
Supposed to be looking for?
Screws, devices, and thingamies.
Thingamies?
I'll know them when I see them. Just pick up anything that looks interesting. They're usually useful in the long run.
I can't believe this is how we stop the ship. I've got the groceries.
I can't believe you bought steak.
Sometimes a little luxury is worth it.
Kilner? Oh, Kilner! Oh, thank Bruce. And blonde woman, got your name.
It's Samantha.
Jolt?
You've got to help me. These things, the wasp things, are after me.
What have you done now?
It's not my fault, I swear. But please just get me away from here, quickly.
Yes, ma'am.
Fine.
You look like you're after a deal.
I'll give you 70 for the lot.
70 credits? Oh, you've slitted my throat, you are. No, it's got to be at least 100 for this. This is good stuff. Perhaps I'll get you about that much. I'm going to have to insist. You're breaking my legs here.
Tentacles.
Excuse me?
Well, you don't have legs. You have, well...
For God's sake, just pay the man.
I should think so too, madam.
Are you all right?
Do I look all right? No. No, Sam, I'm not all right.
All right, then.
Okay, we're out of Atmos. Dax, can you take over for a bit?
Fine.
So. What happened to you? What was that about?
I might have accidentally killed their queen. A little bit, I think. She looked pretty dead.
You what?
They are pretty pissed off about it.
Shouldn't we... call Automnicon?
No, please. Please, I can't face that right now. It's been a really, really, really long day.
Christ, what's that on your shoulder?
Oh, I don't even know.
Oh, Jesus, it's moving, is it? Is it eggs? What happened to you?
So, I got called to fix something on this planet, this wasp planet, right? Piece of cake, big combined halves, the thing, seized up, just a bit of rust. put a bit of oil on it, job's a good one. Only when I finished, they invited me to eat, which is, you know, nice enough, and they started this ceremony thing, which is a bit weirder. But they had a human queen. Well, I thought she was human. She was really friendly, and, you know, they took me to this chamber, and then I fell asleep suddenly. I think I was dosed.
Right.
And when I woke up, oh, God. She wasn't human, Kilner. Not from the waist down, she wasn't. She was crouched over me, laying eggs in my shoulder. I was frozen with shock. But it didn't even seem to notice that I was awake. It just kept sticking its stinger in me.
Ovipositor.
What?
That's what it's called when they used to lay eggs.
Okay, Sam. Okay, fine. Sticking its ovipositor in my shoulder. So, I hit it with a shovel.
Right.
I managed to get back to my ship and out of the atmosphere, but if I don't give up, I ran out of fuel and I had to pull in here. And, well, here we are. I don't even know what to do anymore.
I think it's blue button time.
Again? I can't afford it.
It's fine. I think we can get away with tweezers and stitches this time. Okay, so I'm scanning. Can you just raise your arm? There we go. Right. Okay. The good news is they've stayed where they are. They're all embedded in your deltoid.
And the other news?
You're going to be a father. My scans show they have some human DNA.
Oh, God.
Luckily, we had a steak handy.
An expensive one.
I'm going to embed them in that so we can use them as bargaining chips to get your ship back.
Oh, I don't want to look.
They're kind of sweet.
I'm with Jolt on this one. They're pretty gross.
They're aboard the ship, the Yellow Submarine. What a stupid name.
Okay, I think he's coming round.
Hi. I missed you, Kay.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I kind of want to go to bed. But, I mean, I want you to go to bed. I want me and you to go to bed. And then I want...
Well, this is awkward.
I just dug a bunch of grubs out of your shoulder, Jay. It's a bit of a turn off. It's a side effect of the anaesthetic. Bad judgment.
What's his excuse the rest of the time?
Will it be possible to extract the grubs before we destroy the ship?
Probably.
We should proceed with the utmost care. It has been a long, sad week for our people. The natural heirs to the throne are precious and should be protected at all costs.
Message received.
Gotta get off me. Oh, they're all over me. Get them off.
You're fine. There's nothing on you. It's okay.
Oh, but they were. I could feel them.
I'll go and check on them. They're still in the state. They haven't moved. Although they have gotten a lot bigger.
Oh God, don't tell me that.
Get back to sleep.
Are you not coming back to bed?
No, I'm going to watch the eggs.
Why?
They're interesting.
Oh.
Aren't you even a little bit interested?
No.
Ah, that's not something I expected.
What is it?
You know how we embedded them in a stake?
Oh, yeah, a very expensive one, apparently.
Well, look at them.
Do I have to?
They have, They aren't exactly half-human anymore.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
They have...
cow heads! Kona, they have cow heads! Oh...
I think they're hatching.
Oh, I can't watch.
Uh-oh. Catch them, before they trash the place. Okay, let's put them in this jar. Okay.
Come here.
Elliot,
come.
Why don't you get the jar? It's a nice jar. Come on.
Hello, it's me, Sponsible. I love you. I learned some fun animal facts. But first, here's an ad.
Rate, review, subscribe, consume, review. Write a review for We Fix Space Junk now. Patreon. Support your favorite repairman so we don't have to. Find the link in the show notes or at patreon.com/battlebirdprod. Automnicon, we own you.
Hello, me again. That's all from the ad. I hope you enjoyed it. Now, animal facts. Did you know ostriches have the largest eyes of all Earth land creatures? And budgies can catch each other's yawns.
Oh, did we get them all?
I think so.
No, I think you missed one. Kiona, it's behind you.
Hi.
You can speak?
Of course I can. I picked up your language from your brainwave patterns.
Huh.
Would you mind, getting into the jar with the rest of your siblings?
Can I stay out here? I'll sit still, I promise.
Yeah, you stay right there.
Joel, put that book down. Which planet was it?
Oh, I don't know. The file's on my ship.
Gontano. The planet was Gontano. I'm from Helglecting, to be precise.
How do you know that?
I just do.
Okay, I'm going to get in touch with the Gontanan embassy and try and negotiate. We can trade the grubs for your ship.
Oh, I can't cope with this today. I'll be in the back.
I'm Marilyn.
What?
That's my name.
Right.
Okay, they're patching me through to the Gontanan fleet.
Hello?
Hi, is that Gontana's Glory?
It is.
This is the yellow submarine.
I don't believe it. Kazra!
Is that Samantha Trapp? How you've grown! Turn that off.
I was at school with his daughter. Oh, how is she?
She's great. She's having grubs of her own now.
Oh, that's great. Give her my love. So, we seem to have a bit of a situation.
Do we?
So, a friend of mine has some of your children in his shoulder, and they've hatched, and he's really sorry.
See, they're all safe. They're in this nice jar.
If I was to find one of your younglings, would I keep it in a jar?
It's for their own safety. We didn't want them to get injured.
What did you do to our younglings?
We didn't do anything. Well, not intentionally.
Did you insert a third DNA group into their development pod?
We couldn't just leave them in his shoulder, so I embedded them in a stake.
That's going to make this generation of the royal family very interesting. All right, we'll trade. I'll bring them to the airport and you can have your friend's ship back.
Hello, Jolt. I know, you didn't choose this, but I promise that this is the best thing that could have happened.
How?
Do you know anything about my race?
I guess I don't.
This had already been prepared for Kilner by the time you reached the planet.
Greetings, next of kin to 5th Pass Repairman Jolt. We regret to inform you that Jolt was chosen as host for the next generation of the Gontanan royal family. As is well known, over the past 3 centuries, the Gontanan royal family have chosen to incubate their young within human hosts, leading to Gontanan Homo sapien hybrids more capable of leading the Gontanan people in a universe that is regrettably still rather anti-insectoid. This process, while an honor for those chosen, is invariably fatal. Jolt has helped to bring the next generation of Gontanans into the world, and for that he shall be commemorated on page 114253 of the upcoming Automni Times magazine. As his next of kin, 5th class repairman Kilner will inherit his remaining debt, amounting to 2,003,042 credits. 2,003,043 credits. 2,003,044 credits. Automnicon, we own you.
You were never meant to survive.
So, what? Are you gonna hand me in?
Of course not. I was just letting you know who was to blame.
Is that them?
No, Kilner, that's a different group of sentient wasp people. Yes, it's them.
No need to be like that.
I'm under a lot of stress.
Oh, shut up, both of you. How do you think it looks to them if we're arguing?
Are you... Kazra?
I am.
Here are your younglings. Sorry, they wouldn't come out of the jar.
We thank you, human, for the safe return of our royal heirs. Right, seize him!
Oi, what's this about? Watch the shoulder.
We made a deal.
I said you could have his ship. We said nothing about him.
It's not his fault. He didn't know what he was doing.
Leave him, Kazra.
My lady.
Speaking as the natural heir to the throne, I order you to let him go. He's my father.
You feel loyalty to this human?
He did not ask for the task of bearing Gontanan young. He will go free. And as for my mother, I am aware that she is merely wounded. You can come out, mother. I can hear you.
Well, 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 little Marilyn. I see you are making quite an impact.
Hello, Mother. You seem to be recovering.
I'll shove it to the head. Wasn't going to slow me down for long. Jolt, isn't it? Thank you for bringing my younglings home. Eventually.
Yeah, I want to go now.
Fine. Fine. But we'll be watching you, human.
Yeah, well...
So, where are we going next?
You're coming with me.
To ensure your safety.
Listen, I'm really not cut out to be a dad.
I'm half wasp, quarter human, and quarter cow. I think I'm gonna be a little different from standard children.
Fair enough.
So,
Yeah.
I'll see you around.
We'll meet again very soon.
Will we?
Of course we will. Family's important.
See you again then. Soon.
Bye-bye now. Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait. And you're my dad. You're going to teach me all the cool things there are to know about being human. And then I'm going to teach you all the cool things about being a quarter cow.
All right, our next job is in... Oh, okay, we're going to be in cryo for 4 months or so. Can you prep that, Dax?
Fine.
You could have stayed, you know. We'd have made it work somehow.
I don't think that would have been a good idea.
Could have been good for you.
Relationships between repairmen, they aren't easy. If we were on the same ship, notwithstanding all the paperwork that would generate, we'd have to spend every hour of every day together. We'd have to rely on one another entirely in every way, and be exactly perfectly attuned.
Soulmates.
Couples like that don't exist. And even if they did, and if Jolt was like that, which he isn't, weird stuff happens all the time. People die suddenly every day, and repairmen more than other people.
So, seize the moment. Make the most of what you have. At least your boyfriend didn't actively try and have you killed.
If we're lucky, and if we both feel the same way at the end of it, and we both survive and pay off our debts at around the same time, then maybe we'll talk about it. And until then, boyfriend is definitely too strong a word. But who knows? We could be dead tomorrow. Anything could happen.
I guess.
Also, he's kind of a dick sometimes.
As Kilner and Sam lie in their cryopods, slipping gently into unconsciousness, nearby something is awakening. It's old, it's sly, and it's ready to kill again.
In that episode of We Fix Space Junk, Samantha Trapp was played by Rebecca Evans, Kilner was played by Beth Crane, and Daxand was played by Jack Carmichael. All other parts were played by Francesca Mintov-Chish, Hedley Knights, Luke Boyce, Rosie Alice, James Bradshaw, Graham Knights, and members of the cast. We'd like to say thank you to all of our patrons, and a special thank you to Crystal Rose for her support.
Well, all by myself again, with more bloody Sudoku. I don't even like Sudoku. 4 months of silence. Oh, the joy. Hello? Is someone there?
Hello, Dax.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Space Podity,
an actual play D&D Spelljammer podcast. In Space Podity, four adventurers visit the worlds and vex the GMs of other actual play shows. Keep listening for a sneak peek and please subscribe so you don't miss the first episodes set in the campaign of the long-running Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Acting Captain's Log. We've crashed our flying birdbath mansion. Long story. The party of groundling adventurers on board is kind and heroic, but untrusting, and is staring at me. It consists of a traumatized minotaur.
You want to say traumatized?
A spooky Asimar child.
I'm an adult now.
An adult Asimar child, whom I suspect to be enthralled by a hidden power, and the most headstrong elf I have ever met, and that includes Rascalgar, the cataclysmically reckless, from the former Arajanon Zed.
Sounds fun.
Also, the mansion's kitchens are out of ale.
How am I gonna function?
Space Podity. Find us wherever your podcasts are.